Good day, and welcome to the Planned Parenthood Votes press call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Amy Cookson. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you all for joining us today. My name is Amy Cookson. I am with Planned Parenthood Votes in Maine. Many of us remember exactly where we were 2 years ago when we learned Justice Brett Kavanaugh had been confirmed to the Supreme Court, and that despite his record of hostility to reproductive health and rights, Susan Collins was the deciding vote to confirm him. For many Mainers, including three you'll hear from today, Susan Collins' vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh was the last straw. Like many Mainers, they had all voted for Susan Collins before, but it was clear Senator Collins could no longer be trusted to protect our health and rights. Justice Kavanaugh took the first opportunity he had to rule against safe legal abortion in June Medical Services v. Russo. If he had his way, it would be nearly impossible for people in Louisiana to obtain a safe legal abortion. And yet Susan Collins continues to say she doesn't regret her vote. Perhaps that's because right after she voted for Kavanaugh, she and her PACs collected more than $200,000 from conservative judicial activists, many of whom had never donated to her before. Now, with exactly 4 weeks until Election Day, the choice in Maine could not be clearer. Sarah Gideon is a true champion for reproductive health and rights. She's fought against insurance companies trying to deny care and politicians trying to interfere in conversations patients have with their providers. While other states passed a record number of abortion bans, under Sarah Gideon's leadership, the Maine legislature passed 6 new laws last year, protecting and expanding Mainers' ability to obtain safe, affordable reproductive health care. Unlike Susan Collins, Sarah Gideon will continue to protect our health and rights because that's what she's done throughout her career. Now we have three Maine voters who formally supported Susan Collins and will now be voting for Sarah Gideon, who will share their stories. First is Mindy Wooter of Durham. Mindy? Do we have Mindy? Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. Okay. Today, October 6th, marks 2 years since the U.S. Senate voted to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, and 2 years since Senator Susan Collins showed us her true colors. Despite the outpouring of criticism over Kavanaugh's character and judicial record, Senator Collins stood with her party in confirming him and ignored her constituents' stories, fears, and pleas. I was one of those constituents. About 2 months prior to Kavanaugh's confirmation, I traveled to Washington, D.C. to meet with Senator Collins and tell her why I felt confirming Kavanaugh would jeopardize reproductive rights. I was there to tell my own story of ending a pregnancy when I learned at 13 weeks that my baby had a rare condition that was deemed incompatible with life. The doctor said I'd receive the best care no matter my decision, but the outcome would remain. My baby would not survive, and continuing the pregnancy put my health at risk. Despite this, my insurance denied payment because of restrictions on abortion coverage for those with federal insurance. So as my husband and I grieved our loss, we also battled our insurance company over the $6,000 bill we received and their ruling that things like infection, uterine scarring, and infertility are trivial. It felt as if my life and my health had no value. It was not an easy thing to share, but it was too important not to. I knew how dehumanizing and infuriating it felt to have my personal decisions challenged and my body politicized. I wanted to urge Senator Collins to reject Brett Kavanaugh's nomination so that others wouldn't have to face that kind of pain. I believe that Senator Collins, as someone who touted herself a champion of women, someone who I had also voted for, I believe that she would listen and use her power to protect our rights. But that didn't happen. Instead, she defended Kavanaugh and dismissed concerns that he would overturn Roe v. Wade. She spent a good chunk of time complaining that she deserved better treatment, and she even demanded that we be nicer to her. The message was clear. As Mainers, as her constituents, as people, we simply didn't matter. After that meeting, it was not a surprise, though no less infuriating, to watch Senator Collins dismiss our concerns and fears as the frenzied misinterpretations of special interest groups. Her assertions that Brett Kavanaugh would support the precedent of Roe v. Wade have already proven to be false, as he recently voted to let Louisiana's medically unnecessary abortion restrictions take effect in spite of the court's previous ruling. I thought of Susan Collins as a senator who engaged with her constituents and put people over politics, especially when it comes to supporting women's rights. I voted for her, and I trusted her. But now I see that trust was misplaced. She will never get another vote from me. Senator Collins doesn't deserve our support anymore, and we deserve a real champion for our rights. Thankfully, we have that in Sarah Gideon. Sarah is the leader that I want in Washington, fighting to make sure that my daughters grow up in a world where their rights are protected and their lives valued. I will be proud to vote for her. Thank you.
Thank you, Mindy. Next, we have Priscilla Jenkins of Winthrop.
Hi. I remember driving home to Winthrop on October 6, 2018, and learning that Brett Kavanaugh had indeed been confirmed by the Senate for a lifetime seat on the Supreme Court, and that Senator Collins had voted to confirm him. I remember the world before abortion was legal. After I was raped, my parents helped me find a doctor two states away. We were able to afford both the abortion and travel, but no one should have to deal with such barriers to obtain care. I fervently hope that despite his record, maybe Kavanaugh would follow precedent. That's what Susan Collins had told us. My hopes were dashed this summer when he voted to restrict safe, legal abortion in Louisiana. 2 years later, I remember the vow I made that day. I would not vote for Susan Collins again. It's clear she can't be trusted to defend my right to control my life and my body, so she can no longer count on my vote. This year, I'll be voting for Sarah Gideon, my champion.
Thank you, Priscilla. And finally, we have Ted Perrin of Hollowell. Ted?
As a veteran, I've voted for Susan Collins in the past because of her support for veterans and her commitment to reproductive rights. I have daughters and granddaughters, and I want them to be able to access the reproductive health care that they choose. I thought I was at a place in my life where I was beyond being impacted by a woman's decision to have an abortion, but I'm not. My daughters may face that decision, and my granddaughters may face that decision, along with many women, friends and family, whom I know and love. Senator Collins seemed good for the people of Maine, particularly compared with some of the Tea Party Republicans, like our former governor, and she has supported Planned Parenthood and abortion in the past. And when politicians were attacking Planned Parenthood, I watched Cecile Richards, Planned Parenthood Federation of America's former president and CEO, testified before Congress. She was so impressive. She really affirmed my commitment to Planned Parenthood and the importance of the care they provide. And I thought Senator Collins and I had that in common, but I was wrong. I was truly dumbfounded that she accepted Justice Kavanaugh's assurance that he viewed Roe v. Wade as settled law, and when he had already ruled against safe legal abortion in a case where a young immigrant woman in the U.S. needed an abortion, why wouldn't he continue to do so on the Supreme Court? Not only did she believe Justice Kavanaugh would protect reproductive rights, she tried to convince us of that too, and it just didn't work. Her vote to confirm him was the last straw, and I won't vote for Susan Collins again.
Thank you, Ted. Mindy, Ted, and Priscilla have different stories, but they are united in their distrust of Senator Collins, and they are not alone. Polls repeatedly show Mainers, particularly women, have lost patience with Senator Collins and are ready and eager to vote for a true reproductive health champion, Sarah Gideon. With 4 weeks until Election Day, Planned Parenthood Votes is launching a new digital ad, Sarah, highlighting Sarah Gideon's strong record on reproductive health and rights and affordable health care for more Mainers. Planned Parenthood Votes will send a link to the new ad in a press release following today's event. And we have a few minutes left for questions.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal for questions. We'll take our first question from Philip Bailey with USA Today.
Hey, everyone. Wanted to ask, in looking at Senator Collins, who's really viewed as an institution in Maine, she's often seen outside of the state by many as a moderate Republican in the current caucus. What do you say to those who say, look, this is what happens to moderates? They get caught in the extremes of both parties, of both ideologies, and that undermines our politics to have, you know, moderate elected officials booted out of office. Do you all still view her as a moderate? And if not, who is a moderate by your standards?
Thank you. Regarding Senator Collins, I would say that she has repeatedly sided with her party and her special interest donors. She's voted for more than 175 of Trump's judicial nominees. And in 2017 and 2018, she voted to confirm every single one of them, even those rated not qualified by the American Bar Association. And I believe at last count, she was voting with the president and her party 94% of the time. So that is not the record of a moderate. And Mainers know that. Her votes against reproductive health and rights, her votes for Judge Kavanaugh, her vote for the tax cuts that opened the door to repeal the Affordable Care Act, jeopardizing health care for hundreds of thousands of Mainers, including many of us who have pre-existing conditions, make it clear that Senator Collins is simply not the senator that she once was.
Once again, to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1. We'll take our next question from Philip Bailey with USA Today.
Sorry, I'm sorry, just say your name when you answer just so I can make sure who's who. In terms of the outcome of this race, how much do you guys think, as Maine voters, how much of the conversation is what is going to happen in the Senate and in the country at large, President Trump, Senator McConnell and his running of the Senate and switching it to the Democrats? Is that playing a role on your all's votes individually and for your neighbors, or is it simply what you all presented here, Senator Collins, her record and her reputation?
Hey, Phil, this is Amy Cookson with Planned Parenthood Votes. I will say from our conversations that our organizers and volunteers are having with voters, certainly the Senate does come up both in the context of Susan Collins putting her party and voting with Trump and McConnell rather than with Mainers. And we do hear concerns from voters that, particularly voters who have already decided to support Vice President Biden, in part as a rebuke of the Trump administration and their policies, concerned that if Senator Collins is reelected and Mitch McConnell remains the Senate Majority Leader, he, with her support, will continue to obstruct any movement in the Senate, making it difficult for Vice President Biden to make the needed changes that voters would like to see.
Thank you. And again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll take our next question from Phil Hirschhorn with WMTW.
I guess I'd like to direct this toward Mindy and Priscilla if they wouldn't mind answering. When you hear President Trump or Vice President Pence talking about the Democrats' views and characterizing Joe Biden's view and perhaps Sarah Gideon's view as being, you know, for, as they put it, I'm paraphrasing them, being for abortion right up to the moment of birth, how do you respond to that? How do you respond to their sort of demonizing of women who have abortions, and particularly who have them, what used to be called, I guess, late term for medical complications? Perhaps that's somewhat more relevant to Mindy's story, but how do you feel when you hear the Republican leaders and Republican candidates say that about the right to choose?
Mindy, would you like to respond?
I was just unmuting myself. I'm sorry, I might have missed what you said, Amy.
I was just asking if you wanted to respond since you have an abortion later in pregnancy.
So, obviously, this is something that hits very much home for me. And I think, the characterizations that Donald Trump or Mike Pence or anyone kind of along those lines, the characterizations that they make are very false. They're not based in fact. They're not representative at all of what, it means to have an abortion, what it means to have abortion later in pregnancy. And it's definitely infuriating to feel like the facts aren't really being communicated, and that stories like mine or stories from women who have had abortions later in pregnancy, that those stories aren't being heard or being validated. I guess I get a very emotional and visceral reaction when I share those kinds of comments, and I really just kind of focus on sharing my experience and what that has meant for me as a woman and as a mother, and I'm hoping that can do something to get the conversation moving in a place that's more representative of what it's like to have an abortion.
Thank you, Mindy. Emma, we have time for one more question.
Again, press star 1 to ask a question. We'll take our next question. We'll take our next question from Philip Bailey with USA Today.
For the voters, the main voters on the phone, is there anything that Senator Collins could do in the last month of this race that could change your mind and get you to vote for her? Is there anything that Speaker Gideon, could do that could lose your vote?
This is Mindy Werder. I would say no, there is nothing that that Susan Collins can do to get my vote at this point.
This is Priscilla Jenkins.
Yeah, sorry.
Priscilla Jenkins. I also feel there's nothing that she could do. She's just been consistently holding her vote until she knows whether it's going to count or not. And if it's not going to count, this is the way I feel, in any case, then she will vote with where I feel I would like her to vote. So I'm not going to change my mind about it.
And Ted, did you want to share?
This is Ted Perrin. I feel Susan Collins has done what she's done. The Kavanaugh vote was the last straw. So there's nothing more she can do. to help Maine or to help her candidacy. If something happened to take my vote from Sarah Gideon, I would definitely still keep Susan Collins last in my ranked choice voting.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you, Mindy and Priscilla. And thank you all for joining us today. We will send a recording of the call as well as a link to the new Planned Parenthood Votes ad, Sarah, later this afternoon.
Thank you all.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.